Oh, look, I need time to sit down and, you know, I've put in my all in this campaign. There's been a lot of hard work from a lot of people, you know, to make a rash decision. But at the end of the day, you know, I've got to look at myself first. I always do. And, you know, go through the process and, you know, I've got to look at the positives as well. You know, what we've done for the campaign. I know the performance against, you know, last night. But, you know, we've unearthed some young talent there that is in the future.
But respectfully, David, that counts for nothing for the Kiwi League fan at the moment who are sitting back looking at the 2017. I include the Warriors in this. I include what happened the mid-year test. I include what happened with the cocaine scandal. I include what happened losing Jesse Bromwich and Kevin Proctor. I include losing to Tonga and now to Fiji. They don't care about improvements. They care about the fact that they've just lost and seen their team lose in the quarterfinal of a Rugby League World Cup at home to Fiji.
Yeah, well, it's... you know, it's short-term sighted. At the end of the day, you know, we're trying to build something. We have built something here. You know, we want good people that want to represent this jersey. They know the standards. They know the values when they come in. They know that these boys have, you know, shaped these values that we've got in here. You know, I don't want to see those values be stripped by it down, you know, whether it's me or whether it's another coach that comes in. They know the value of wearing the jersey. And, you know, a couple of performances from the last couple of weeks, and it's easy for people to point the finger. But I also look at the crowds, you know, the Pacific Nations. They come out in droves to support their team. We've just got to make sure we perform. So
hang on.
When people want to be proud of our team that we're performing on the field, and yes, we have to win games.
But hang on,
that crowd back.
The difference is, though, David, the reason the Polynesian fans have turned out en masse is for absolute pride. The pride in the Kiwis jersey. I'm sorry, David, this is going to sound maybe hurtful for a Kiwis coach to hear this. The Kiwi fan at the moment doesn't give a stuff. They've given up on this team now.
Yeah, well, we've got to change that. You know, and it's, you know, we've gone through a lot of adversity. You know, people will be pointing the finger at me. In the end of the day, you know, if they come out and supported us in the field, you know, they have every right to feel like they have got the right to, you know, point the finger at us. You know, were they there to support us? If they were there at the game, yeah, 100%. I've got every right.
Do you feel like, David, that there are elements here of the New Zealand Rugby League public, even the New Zealand media, what Sean Johnson said last night, to quote him, he said, yous out there have got what you wanted, i.e. this Kiwi team to fail. Do you feel like you're up against it and there were elements in New Zealand who wanted you as coach and you as this team to not do well at this World Cup?
Oh, look, I just think it's the world, mate. It's so negatively geared. You know, we're looking for support from our country, from our home fans. And yes, you know, it helps. You know, I look at, you know, down in Christchurch, you know, we had some really great support, you know, in Hamilton, you know, Tonga had really great support. You know, we just need to start loving our team.
David, you mentioned about the last 2 weeks. You can't judge a team on the last 2 weeks, but I want to judge on your campaign or your time in charge of this Kiwi side. This is your record. 4 losses to Australia, 1 victory over England, a draw and a win over Scotland, the win over Samoa at this World Cup, and the losses to Tonga and Fiji. That is 10 played, 3 wins and 1 draw. David, you would admit that is not good enough.
Yeah, it looks like that when you put it like that, Fiji. And you know, we're in a fucking real rebuilding phase. We've I've been a year in the job, and yeah, the record doesn't look good. People that are involved in this can see what we're trying to do. And like I said, whether it's me or whether it's another person, in, you know, 2-3 years' time, you know, if we do play a big game, you know, that stadium's full, and it's full of Kiwi fans, and that's it. That's the vision, mate.
Unfortunately, though, David Kidwall, if you are the Kiwis coach, let's say you go through this process, and I want to get onto that in a second. If you go through this process and you're reappointed by the New Zealand Rugby League, I'm sorry, I don't think the Rugby League fan is going to come back and support you, David. Again, that may sound harsh, but I think you've lost the confidence of the genuine league fan. Now, last night, for example, David, 7,000 comments on my Facebook page, and most of them are saying you should go.
Yeah, well, that's everyone's opinion. And, you know, I've got to look at it too, with whether, you know, I want to continue as well. It's not just, you know, like I said, mate, I've put my all into this, you know, sacrificed a lot. It's whether, you know, I see if I want to go through it again.
Why would you put yourself through that process, David? Because let's be honest, I know from Graham Henry in 07, when they lost in the quarterfinal to France and Cardiff, as you famously know, Graham thought he was dead in the water. There was no point reapplying because he wasn't any chance. They opened up the process. So the New Zealand Rugby League will do the same now. Your contract ends, I think, in January here. David, why even put yourself through this process? Because let's be blunt here, there is no way the New Zealand Rugby League can reappoint you.
Well, that's your opinion, mate. Look, and like I said, it's whether, you know, I want to put myself through it again. You know, I'm in the firing line, and I'll take that on the chin.
David, in terms of the way that you come across to the rugby league public, and this doesn't define a coach, by the way. I mean, look at Wayne Bennett, for example. He's staunch and he's hardly ever says anything to the media. But I think a lot of league fans get confused by the messages that you put out there. For example, the key is the we. That has been used heavily against you now. Do you think you need to work on that element in terms of the message across to the public here, which, as I said, can be really confusing?
What's confusing about it? You know, it was about us coming together. That was me trying to drum up support from our, as you put it, media, New Zealand public. Take it for what you think that is then.
Yeah, I get that, but I guess it's the use of commitment, values, all of that. In the end of it, I don't get what that means, because I heard Simon Mannering last night, David Kidwall, say that PG played with more passion last night. Now, if you had those values, if you had guys that actually really cared about the jersey last night, it wouldn't have been Fiji playing with more passion last night, David.
Yeah, you look at the game itself and, you know, we had 30% possession, you know, in the first 25 minutes and shoot yourself in the foot, you know. You know, we're playing with 12 men there for 10 minutes and, you know, we're defended with 12 men, you know. So I can't really question, you know, the boys' effort and the toughness. And, mate, they played with passion. We just didn't play smart. And you look at the way we played our first couple of games, you know, I said smart and tough. We did. I thought the first half for Tonga, we did. When the pressure come on, you know, we didn't handle it. And last night, I thought we didn't play smart again. Something we spoke about throughout the whole week. We trained. We just couldn't put it together, and we lose by 2 points.
David, I was talking to a couple of former Kiwis about this morning. They felt like the side looked small last night against that big pack of Fiji. They're big human beings, we know that. In hindsight, Jesse Bromwich, Kevin Proctor, was that the right call? Did we miss somebody like the experience of a Benji Marshall here? In hindsight, did you get some of these selections wrong?
My decision on, you know, Jesse and Kevin, you know, I stand by to this day. We know, you know, when, if they come back into the fold, if, you know, future Kiwis come into this environment, you know, they know what they need to be, you know, good people with high values and high standards.
David, finally for you and the coaching gig, as we know, across all codes. We see it with the English Premier League managers sacked within 5 or 6 matches of a new season. We see it with the NRL. There'll be a coach gone rounds 3, 4 or 5 of next year. Is this a hammer blow for the future of you as a rugby league coach?
Yeah, it's, we're not in the most stable environments of jobs. But, you know, I've got a vision, and you know whether you know I want to continue or you know to see it through, and it's you know something I'll be really thinking about.